These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilvy. First up, and the club will set out their case to overturn a two-season Champions League ban from tomorrow. City and UEFA will both be hoping for a swift outcome at the Court of Arbitration for Sport in order to give clarity as to who will represent England in the 2020-21 Champions League, but it's unlikely that a judgment will be handed down until July at the earliest. The club sought to have the FFP investigation halted while it was in progress, but the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled in November last year that the appeal was inadmissible because at the stage the CFCB had not determined what, if any, sanctions City should face. UEFA's Club Financial Control Body handed down a punishment in February for a breach of financial fair play regulations, with the ban accompanied by a fine of €30 million. City immediately indicated their intention to appeal against what they said was a flawed and consistently leaked process, and CAS will now hear their appeal between Monday and Wednesday. Moving on and related to that, Belgian boss Roberto Martinez has acknowledged that Kevin De Bruyne could consider his future at the club. With UEFA deeming that City have significantly breached financial regulations, a decision has been made to ban them from the next two seasons of the Champions League. While they are due to appeal it, it has raised the possibility of some of their key players potentially departing the Etihad. That could include De Bruyne, and Martinez feels that it is natural for the playmaker to think about the next phase of his career. Finally, David Silva is being offered a lucrative move to Qatar this summer when the curtain finally falls on his stay at City. The playmaker will leave the Etihad after 10 trophy-laden seasons, and Doha-based Al Dahali, who topped the Qatar Stars League, have told their representatives they're willing to blow any rivals for his signature out of the water in terms of a potential financial package. Tenerife-born Silva is already wanted by clubs in Spain and the United States, but with the 2022 World Cup drawing nearer, there is a desire in Qatar to further raise the profile and standard of their domestic game, and Al Dahali know that landing a player of Silva's calibre will represent a major coup. That's all for now, we'll have more later.